Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Go Paulie!
Paulie's a great name.
Go Paulie!
What'd you do for Paulie? Anything?
Me, Paulie! I was responsible!
Paulie, we're here because of you!
Hey, New Year's Day. It's one of the only holidays we get around here. Hey, it's Chris and Amy show, hour two of three on 104.1 FM KMOX, and it is time to go to the guest line. We talk to Matt Pauley, who is the host of Sports Open Line and Rush Hour Sports, which is at 5 o'clock every day on KMOX, unless there's a game that gets in the way of that. Also, pre- and post-game coverage for the Cardinals. Matt Pauley with us. How's it going, Matthew?
Going pretty well. How are you?
Well, we're doing okay. What was all that with Jordan Binnington last night?
Yeah, that was unique for sure, and nobody really talked about it in the post game. He wasn't made available, and for whatever reason, it wasn't really asked of Jim Montgomery. So maybe he'll address it more after morning skate this morning. But I'd like to think it was all in fun, but it didn't seem that way. So it was weird, that's for sure. I wasn't a fan of it.
It's called pulling the old Sandy Berger. That's what it's called.
The old Sandy Berger.
So why?
Remember when Sandy Berger stuck classified documents in his pants?
Oh, right.
And he was like, oh, yeah, right. No.
That was a Watergate, wasn't it?
I accidentally stuck the documents in my pants.
Why weren't you personally a fan of it?
What is he trying to do there?
Like, that's, I don't know.
I was amused by it. I thought it was it was kind of funny, but why are you doing that? Especially for where this team is at right now.
Like, yeah.
That was the top. I tweeted this out last night. That was the top story on ESPN.com's top headline. When was the last time a hockey story was the top story on ESPN.com? It doesn't happen. Like, it's just, I don't think it's a very good look. I can be amused by it, but also not like it all at the same time, if that makes sense.
No, I have been trying to think through this too, Matt, because as Matt Pajeski pointed out, right, Jordan Binnington is a blank disturber, has always kind of been quirky. He's built a reputation for himself for being, whether it's odd or snarky or, do I look nervous type attitude. And I love that. I love that about Binnington. The thing is, when you are the worst team in the National Hockey League, and when you've given up more goals than anyone else in the National Hockey League, pulling an antic like that, you're not, even if you wouldn't have gotten a ton of grace, you're not going to get any when you're in that position. And so I don't know what he was thinking. Surely he knew that all the eyes of the sports world would be on that puck, because people have been following Ovechkin's chase of 900. I mean, he already broke Gretzky's record. 900, this is a big deal. This is not just a game-winning puck. This is his 900th goal. I don't know what he was thinking.
Yeah, I don't know either. And I really, really like Jordan Binnington, but you kind of mentioned his antics or what he's known for. That stuff like is great when you're playing well. It's not as great when things are not going as well for you.
And when you're doing that, and if he's trying to be funny, you know, like, I'm hiding the puck. No, just joking. Here you go. Which is not what it looked like.
It's right.
Alex Ovechkin is a Hall of Famer, dude.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You're not. You can't. I don't know. It just seemed like if he was really not messing around and being serious, I guarantee you that the rest of the hockey world privately, if they're not going to say it publicly, hate it.
Yeah, I don't understand because it's not the time to joke around. My guess is he's not in the mood to joke around. I mean, this isn't fun. This is not a locker room that's full of levity and success right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a grim situation for the team. And I just don't see Binnington in the joking spirit, which means was he serious? I honestly don't know, Matt.
I mean, if he was trying to have fun, then Ovechkin needs to be in on it.
Yeah.
And Ovechkin clearly was not in on it based off his post-game comments where he really didn't even want to talk about it.
I don't
just so it, it's a, it was so weird.
We had a texter saying maybe he hates Russians. Maybe that's
okay,
why he gets Alex Ovechkin. I don't know.
It's even weirder.
I don't think it would be. I don't think he's thinking about geopolitics in that moment either. Like, what are the geopolitical currents of the time? That will determine what I do with this puck. I don't know, Matt.
I don't have an answer, and again, we haven't really heard much of anything. And the fact that, you know, from a hockey side of it, Binnington got pulled last night. He was not good.
Yeah.
He was not good.
Yeah.
And now they're going to have a decision to make tonight because they're on a back-to-back. This was supposed to be Hofer's game tonight. Do they go to Hofer or do they go back to Binnington? But I outside of the puck thing, I would have liked to have heard from Binnington on a night that he gets pulled.
Yeah, Ron, who is watching us on YouTube, and you can do the same, says it's one thing for Binnington to be quirky, but another thing to be disrespectful to a great player. And I imagine that, you know, even a lot of Blues fans probably feel that way. Some are going to stick up for him, but you're going to have a lot who agree with that. Now, the team, again, they lost after the win a couple of nights ago, and we were hoping that this would start something for them. That,
yeah.
You know, they ended the 7-game losing streak, they got the win. It was a late win. Great. You know, you think, okay, this could potentially propel them. Then to come out the following game and just get destroyed again, what does that say to you, if anything?
I think it's the worst loss of the year. And I know there's been games that they've lost by more goals, but what I mean by this is they were finally trending in the right direction. Even the two losses leading into that win against the Canucks and against the Blue Jackets, they had clearly and obviously been playing better hockey. They didn't have a W next to their name that night, but they had been playing better hockey. So that you wanted that trend to continue. That would have been a 4-game trend of them playing better hockey and an opportunity to win 2 games in a row. And instead, not only do they lose, but they lose in a completely non-competitive way. I am more disappointed about the Blues' performance last night than I am any other game this season.
I'm on board with that. I know that Joey Vitale had said the same thing. Jeremy Rutherford, writer for The Athletic, wrote the same thing on Twitter. This is the most disappointing loss of the season so far, and there have been quite a few disappointing losses. And I know you couldn't get your... Here's the thing. I get it. I get one win. People are like, oh, well, you got your hopes up. Yeah, we did. Because you start to see what the team could be against a very good Edmonton Oilers team. And even if you didn't expect a 10-game winning streak, nobody expected them to not show up at all last night. Jim Montgomery was asked, when did you know the team didn't have it, that they were not at the level you wanted them to be? He said from the first puck drop, the first play, with Oscar Sundquist iced the puck in the first play of the game. I mean, it's something else.
Yeah.
You know what's become the most consistent thing for the St. Louis Blues, and it goes beyond this year. When they are on a little bit of a roll, when things are going kind of okay for them, and then they face off against a bad team that everything is going badly for, they always lose that game. Last night, they, you know, that Capitals team had lost three or four going in earlier this year, that loss against the Kings when the Kings weren't playing well. And it goes back, I can't tell you how many times the Blues have momentum and then they face off against a not so good team that hasn't won a lot lately, and they always lose that game, and it goes back for a while now.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Matt Pauly, today at 4 o'clock, will be the start of free agency in Major League Baseball. It is officially open season. Anybody can make offers to anybody as of 4 o'clock today. How much action do you expect in the early days of free agency? And how active will the Cardinals be?
Very little. It's the most uneventful event in sports, the beginning of Major League Baseball free agency. And it's really, I hate it because, and they don't have a salary cap. So in the NBA and the NFL, where you have a salary cap, that creates urgency because if you don't spend your money, somebody else is going to spend it. And therefore, players come off the board very quickly. In baseball, there's no salary cap. So therefore, there is no urgency. And you get stuck with this situation. I was actually talking about this yesterday in Rush Hour Sports. If I was the czar of baseball, the change that I would actually make is, you know, the league year begins on December 1st. Like when next year, when the owners lock out the players, that's going to happen on December 1st. That's when the collective bargaining agreement comes up. So if I was the czar of baseball, I would actually hold everything until December 1st. And for that first week from December 1st on, that would be a legal tampering period where teams and agents and players could talk with each other, but I would not actually open up free agency until the beginning of the winter meetings. So this year, December 8th is the winter meetings. So that would create some activity that you would force upon the winter meetings where everybody is there. You would have that time leading up to it because right now it is such a non-event and I feel like they can do better.
I think you're on to something. Create an event out of it if you can. They'll just never do it. You know,
no, they won't. No. But everything I said makes sense. I mean, why does it, especially with the league year thing? Why open up free agency before the league year ends?
I mean, you're exactly right about that. Also, tomorrow, Silver Slugger Awards could be Alec Burleson and Brendan Donovan are up for those. So we'll be paying attention to that. What do you think? Either one?
Yeah, I bet. I think Burley's got a really good chance. I'm not as sure on Donovan, but I think Burley's got a pretty good chance.
All right, college football playoffs. The first rankings came out this week. Missouri checks in at number 22. Now, this is the ranking that is the most important for when it comes to playoff time, and they decide which teams are going to make it into the college football playoffs. Top five, Ohio State, Indiana, Texas A&M, Alabama, and Georgia. But again, Missouri comes in at 22. Is that kind of what you thought would happen?
Yeah, that's right where I thought. And So a lot of us have been talking lately, looking at Missouri's schedule. They're 6-2 right now. They've got four games left. Two of them are just, you just have to win the games, Mississippi State and Arkansas. And then they've got two games against ranked teams, home against number 3 Texas A&M, and then on the road against number 12 Oklahoma. My big question lately has been, okay, if they win one of those two games, either getting a fantastic win at home against a top 5 team or going on the road and beating a top 15 team, if they win one of those two games and finish with 3 losses, would that be enough to get them into the college football playoff? We had Jerry Palm on Sports Open Line last night. I asked him very bluntly, is there a scenario where Missouri with 3 losses gets into the college football playoff? And he, with no hesitation, said no.
Oh, well, so that's that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that stinks. I mean, after a pretty promising start this year. So
if they win out, I think they're in. But
yeah,
and look, crazy things can happen, right? If you end up with 3 losses and you have a win against Texas A&M, and then some other wacky stuff happens, in the middle portion of the teams that are the top 7, top 8,
yeah,
spots. Who knows? But it's, Mizzou's not in a great spot right now.
Nope. They will take on Texas A&M Saturday. It is a 2:30 game. Best time to go to the dentist. Did you know that,
mm-hmm,
Matt?
I did not.
2:30.
Oh. No,
it is.
It's classic.
Yeah, that's a...
Everybody knows that.
Yeah. Thanks, Matt Pauly.
You're welcome.
Yo, Pauly, your sister's with me. I'll call you back later. See ya.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.